Hello, everyone. You are listening to Quick Inspiration with Stacy. My name is Stacy Belser, and I am so glad you're here. Today, we are going to talk about giving the gift of being present and why we should do that and how we can do that. So, this Christmas season, my church is actually talking about presence. Over presents with the T. And it's just really got me thinking about this whole idea of, what is important around the holidays. And so I want you to take a moment and I want you to think about your best, most favorite memory in your life. It doesn't have to be at Christmas time, just in general, what is one of your best memories? And once you have that, you should think about all of the things that were around you, like actual physical items. Do you really remember? Was there a candle on the table? Maybe. Was there, something else that's very, were there keys? All these different physical things are probably not something you remember. It's probably the people. It might even be the smell or the taste, but it involves others. It's not typically not something that we do alone. So when you think about that and you think about the importance of just how connected we are and how these memories are something that we connect to, and they involve other people, then why don't we give the gift of being present? Why don't this year, instead of spending some money on this or that, you spend some money to go and do something? Or maybe you don't spend money at all. Maybe you take the time to make Christmas cookies. I know last year, one of the things that we did at Christmas time that were so fun, one involved a little money and then one involved nothing, was we decorated ugly Christmas sweaters, cookies, ugly Christmas sweater cookies that we got from Trader Joe's. The kit was really inexpensive and it was so fun. Like the littlest, she just kept eating everything and licking up the icing, and it was pretty ridiculous. And then my oldest daughter and my brother-in-law were just, they were in it. They wanted to be super creative and they wanted to come up with fun things. And it was just so much fun. And they still talk about it. And it's something that we all did together as a family. It was me and my husband and my mother-in-law and my own mom. And we just had a really good time. So, fast forward through that story. And then we also went and seen Christmas lights. We drove around. We listened to Christmas music and we just watched. We just looked at the lights and we just talked and we had a good time. And that was something that just me and the kids and my brother-in-law did together. So there are two examples of things that you can do during the holidays that just give your full self. So when you're being present, it's not about you. It's not about what you want or what completely makes you happy. I mean, there are some elements of that, but it's really about focusing on who you're with. And maybe, here's a shocker in our culture, thinking about others' needs, others' wants. I like looking at Christmas lights. It's fun. It's cute. I'll do it. But it's not something I necessarily put on my list of things to do every year that I want to do, but I know my kids love it. So I am putting their needs before mine. Jesus calls us to serve others. He washed the feet of his disciples when he was a master. I mean, if you think about it, like he was supposedly the master and they were the servants, they were going to spread his message. And yet he humbled himself in a way that most people would not and washed their feet. So, how can we do that with our loved ones? What can we do for them? What can we do to quote unquote wash their feet? What needs can we put before our own. Now, that's not discounting self-care. I'm not saying that. I know that's huge. And it is important to take care of ourselves. It is important to know how you recharge and do some of those things. But it's also important to really connect with those people around us. And sometimes that requires us to be really selfless. It's about driving around and listening to cheesy Christmas music. It's about maybe taking a couple days off so that way you can do something that someone else would enjoy. It's not about compromising who you are. It's just about taking others into account. So this year, take some time, be present with those around you, and don't worry so much about the big gifts or the things. Let's focus on the memories. Let's focus on being all there for those that we love. I hope that you enjoyed this. If you did, please share it. And if you have any questions, feel free to email me at Stacey, Stacey, at sunnystaceyb.com. That's SunnyStaceyB.com. And it is also in the show notes. Thank you so much. Have a great day, and I will talk to you tomorrow.